I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, last month we talked about Sturgill Simpson's 2013 album, High Top Mountain, and this month he already has a new album out.
What would a country singer sing about when he's not fixated on nostalgia, heartbreak, or drinking out of red Solo cups? 35-year-old Kentuckian Sturgill Simpson spent much of his self-released debut record, High Top Mountain, poking fun at these conventions of mainstream country music, with its predilections for specific brands of beer and trucks. Now on his sophomore record, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music, which is out today on Loose Music, Simpson's let his imagination run wild, singing about reptile aliens made of light, cosmology, and roadhouse adventures and actual big rigs, not just Ford F-150s. But perhaps the biggest and boldest statement that Simpson makes on Metamodern Sounds in Country Music is in reappropriation. A cover of When in Rome's 80s synth-pop hit, The Promise, appears here in the form of an earnest country ballad, and Simpson absolutely nails it, his rich baritone quivering in all the right spots before soaring big and high for the song's climax. In his hands, a cheesy chart topper from another era turns rather radically into a sad, beautiful story of domestic strife.
Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come up with no right to bear. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking right words to say. I know they don't sound the way planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you, I promise you, I will.
That's Sturgill Simpson's cover of When in Rome's 1988 hit, The Promise. That's on his latest album, Metamodern Sounds and Country Music, which is out today via Loose Music. Next is a new record from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
Yeah, another record out today that I'm really excited about comes from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, a terrific Brooklyn band I made a point of catching at South by Southwest back in March. Despite a relatively short set time, they played several songs from Days of Abandon, which is out today on Yibo Music. That suggested a record full of clean, vibrant, joyful synth rock that, you know, actually rocks. One of the best was this one, Eurydice, presumably about the Greek nymph whose husband Orpheus tried to bring her back from the dead by playing music. It's a fun, twee little story about lovers separated by their own mortality, and the way that singer and songwriter Kit Berman's voice plays against Peggy Wang's, you really do get a sense of the divine.
That's Eurydice from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Their new album, Days of Abandon, is out today via Yibo Music. And finally, a new remix from LP of indie buzz band Warpaint.
Yeah, Warpaint's a buzzy, up-and-coming LA band of rock harmonizers that could be described as a slightly darker version of Haim. LP, on the other hand, is a veteran, one-of-a-kind rapper and producer who's made a lot of menacing beats for his underground hip-hop acts. How LP wound up remixing a Warpaint song called Keep It Healthy, I have no idea, but it turns out that his taste for lean, ominous beats couldn't have matched the ladies of Warpaint's vocal acrobatics any better. And frankly, if it's not used to soundtrack the most intense city-burning scenes in that upcoming Godzilla flick, then that's just Hollywood's loss. Keep It Healthy LP remix is available now digitally, but you'll have to wait until June 12th for the 12-inch release on Rough Trade Records.
Yeah. Matt Carney is the pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. The current edition of Look at OKC features a Q&A with Chase Kirby and album reviews of new records by Tune Yards and Power Pyramid. And as always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.